The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Today we go to Toronto area, Mississauga, just outside of Toronto, to Harry Coro. Harry, of course, a former 1FM DJ who just recently moved back to Toronto. Good morning, Harry. How you doing?
Well, good morning and good evening from Mississauga. It is 9:18, Saturday night.
Amazing how that that world clock works, huh?
Absolutely. It messes my mind, but I've gotten used to the time difference now. So I have like Zoom meetings with my friends on a Friday morning there and Thursday night here. Yeah, so it's crazy.
Good for you. Well, I know you've been back now in Canada for a little over a month, I believe. Is that correct?
That's correct. I landed on the 5th of April, went straight to 14-day self-isolation. I'm back home with my wife at a sweet reunion. Stay at home is awesome so far.
Yeah, good for you. Let's talk about the overall situation in Canada right now. I know that Quebec province, and I think specifically Montreal, were really kind of the hotbed for a long time of the coronavirus. But what are you observing there in terms of the numbers and what's happening now?
Yeah, so funny you say that. It's a long weekend here. First of all, it's Victoria Day on Monday, so a lot of people are feeling so positive and so happy. But then again, the government of Ontario has announced that we're still not open quite yet, but we have some of the seasonal businesses open. But going back to the numbers, I think Quebec has a higher number of COVID cases, but in Ontario, we're kind of close to that. In all of Canada, almost close to 76,000 cases of COVID. But here in Ontario, there's 22,313 cases of COVID. But 17,000 of those have recovered. About 1,850 or so have died from the virus. So yeah, that's the situation here.
Does it seem to be stabilizing at all, or are people just kind of resigned to the fact that, hey, this is what it's going to be, and they're, like many places, starting to reopen just because, you know, governments feel like they got to get the economic engine rolling again?
That's part of it, but they see a little bit of that slow increase in the numbers of COVID cases in the past couple of weeks, so they kind of announced that the retailers, seasonal businesses, and health and community service providers will be permitted to open or expand their services. So Tuesday, the 19th of May, is such an important day, an exciting day for a lot of these businesses because some of them will be open.
Yeah, what have you seen in recent weeks? Have people been venturing out a little bit more, or have they been pretty good in just kind of sticking at home? I know you're kind of just outside of Toronto in a bedroom community. And what has been the experience there?
Well, here where I live, it's super suburbia. So pretty much most people are staying at home. Me and my wife, for some exercise and some physical activities, we walk early in the morning. There's hardly anyone walking around. So you're still allowed to do that. You're still allowed to go to the supermarket. They have drawn up all these 6 feet of social distancing for all these people going to the supermarkets. But you can still do that. It's not very strict, but for non-essential travel and businesses, they are encouraging you not to do any of these activities except for these essential shopping for essential needs.
Yeah, and now you say on Tuesday a lot of that will start to open up again?
That's right. Downtown Toronto, a lot of the street side storefront is what they call them, will now be open, but they will still be observing social distancing. They won't open the doors to everyone. They would have to call you in one at a time. I was at Costco the other day, and it took us about an hour to get in. And they call you based on the number of people who also exit. And this morning, because I've been seeing it, we were at Krispy Kreme just for the for the whole experience of that epic queue at Krispy Kreme. It took us about almost 2 hours. Nobody could walk in. Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, like, how is it that donuts are now such an essential thing for all these Canadians?
I think people are just dying to get out and do anything, but I'm surprised they didn't go to Tim Hortons instead, right? That's the big donut chain.
There's no queue at Tim Hortons. I mean, I love Tim Hortons, but at Krispy Kreme, I can't even wrap my mind around the whole fact. So we were there for almost 2 hours. Yeah. Me and my wife, though, we bought Tim Hortons for breakfast, camped out in the car, waited for about 2 hours before we got our Krispy Kreme. But you're right. A lot of people are itching to go out. And just the whole experience of driving out to be there outside is already such a welcome thing for everyone.
You know, Harry, if you could send me a box of Timbits by Federal Express, I would really appreciate that. We need something to go with
our
coffee.
I would do that if I could. A lot of we were trying to send parcels and boxes out, but the Canadian Post Office is kind of slow doing that at the moment, so they're kind of not really keen in sending all these stuff, except for, of course, emergency supplies. And
sure. Yeah. I mean, it is a serious topic. We're having a little bit of fun with it, but it is interesting to see what people value now that stuff is starting to open up a little bit, and what they go to first. And typically,
exactly.
Most people, it seems like it's food.
Exactly. A lot of people are now, and I know that this has been something that we've experienced, and we know this for a fact. A lot of people are saying now that they can now differentiate between what they need and what they want. I'm like, okay, that is a good thing. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, a lot of people have been saying that this whole COVID experience has taught them to save up money.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, yeah. A lot of people are now just, well, what would I do with my extra money? But the government has also given some funds out to those who've been affected, those who've been laid off.
Mm-hmm.
So they have been distributing that the past few weeks already. So
Well, taken care of. You know, what do many of especially the small businesses, look like? Will a lot of them go under after this extended lockdown, as they have in other countries as well? Or is the government stepping in to kind of prop them up and help them stay in business despite not having any business?
Yeah, so a lot of all these small businesses, they actually have threatened the government in a way, like subtly, that, you know, if you don't let us open, we will close forever, and, you know, this is not going to be good for us. And that's why the government has rolled out on Tuesday, the 19th of May, is actually the first phase, is what they call it, of their reopening. So they're going to see how this goes.
Mm.
The government has also given out all these funds to help out the small businesses, and they have now a campaign nationwide to help the local businesses. And me and my wife have been consciously looking for local businesses to support, and we can order online, and curbside pickup is a thing here. No one eats inside the restaurant, dine-in. Everything is just ordered for delivery or just curbside pickup.
Sure.
So we're supporting local businesses.
That's good to hear. And we're on with Harry Coro, the former 1FM DJ who moved back to Canada a little over a month ago. And Harry, how's that transition been for you? You were here in Singapore for so many years and really a fixture, especially on radio and at NTU as a professor, adjunct professor there. And how's it feel to be back in North America?
Well, it's kind of weird in a way, but it's good because, you know, working in Singapore, it's been like I was working 7 days a week there, and it's super hectic.
Yeah.
Every day you do something, you wake up, you do the same thing and long hours. But here, you know, you wake up and it's all chill because you can't go anywhere else. So it's been so far a pleasant, relaxing experience. Work-wise, I think most of the business, my wife works from home 5 days a week. She checks in every 9:30 a.m.
Yeah,
and she works in the animation industry. And I'm hearing that they might not be called back to work in their offices not until September or even end of the year. So a lot of businesses and offices may not open in the next month or so.
Wow. Well, we'll certainly hope for the best. And it's great talking with you, Harry. Harry Coro, our former, of course, 1FM DJ now in Mississauga, Canada, just outside of Toronto. And we wish you and the family all the best and stay healthy and enjoy those Krispy Kreme donuts.
Definitely. And you as well. You take care.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.